This is the second podcast on Prospect, looking at self-employment, which examines practicalities and risks. So you've thought about whether you have what it takes to be your own boss, but you need to consider the practicalities that get this. For example, what are the financial implications? How will this affect your family? Logistics of home working or from a business premises? Implications of the loss of pension, health insurance, unpaid holidays and sick leave. At this stage, the task can become daunting, so it's important to take small, logical steps through the thought process. Of course, you don't have to make the move to self-employment entirely. Many individuals do this gradually via portfolio working, which means that they have part-time paid employment, which helps to pay the bills, whilst they build up their business and their turnover. The key to minimising the risk is effective, realistic planning and dealing with problems calmly and objectively. Considerations. Many people embarking on self-employment consider the benefits of freedom and independence, being your own boss, earning more money and working fewer hours. In reality, these more glamorous aspirations take years of hard work and commitment to achieve. It's this realization that provides the biggest shock to most people who decide to work for themselves. This may cast some light on why one in three businesses started up in the UK succeed in the first 3 years, as highlighted by the Open University Careers Advisory Service. However, with careful planning and risk management, many people go on to run successful, fulfilling businesses, which do have a positive impact on their work-life balance. To help you further with your decision, you may wish to view Prospect's short screencast, which introduced some of the key websites used for self-employment journey. To download this, visit the Prospect website. A written transcript of this podcast is also available from the Prospect website. Thank you for listening.